are the natives. Sweet Mother Mary, it seemed like it had been forever since we'd had anything more than a quick grope en route to passing out from exhaustion. I was even considering doing some extensive stretching first. My youngest brother, Niall, laughed. In that case, I hope you survive the night because I'm coming to visit next week, and I'd be terribly disappointed to miss the Max Stella tour you've promised all these years. Brilliant. I smacked the table with my palm. This night kept getting better. The promise of sex 2 nights in a row with my gorgeous wife, and a visit from my brother next week. Absolutely bloody brilliant. I hadn't seen Niall since the last time I went home, over a year ago, and he'd been too busy to visit much. Work letting you out then? More or less. He paused. Right, that's it then, it's bloody late. Just letting you know, I'm coming to visit little Annabelle, not you lot. Laughing, I said, understood. I'll arrive on Tuesday, leaving Sunday. I noted the rest of the details and rang off before heading to find Sarah to share the news. The singing had stopped, and to my complete lack of surprise, I found my beautiful wife asleep in the rocking chair beside the crib, with the baby in her arms. I pulled the little beloved away from her mum, swaddled her up, and placed her in the crib. Although until recently Annabelle generally slept only 2 or 3 hours at a time, at least we could put her to bed beside a brass band and she wouldn't rouse. I suspected we wouldn't be as lucky with the next one. Next one? I blinked, feeling slightly mad for having this thought. It was only in the past 2 weeks that we were getting any sort of decent sleep at all. With the baby taken care of, I crossed the room to wake Sarah. Her eyes drew open just as I reached her, and she inhaled deeply, blinking up at me. Oh, I fell asleep. I crouched in front of her, using my thumb to move a strand of hair off her face. I don't think you were supposed to do that. No, I was going to get you naked. That's still an option. Sarah took my hand and stood, pulling me after her out of the nursery and down the hall. What were you thinking, just standing there looking down at me? Just feeling rather in love with my life is all. Well, I fell asleep wondering whether our second will be as good a sleeper as our first. She glanced over her shoulder at me with a grin, and I gaped at her, eyes wide and incredulous. How could she know the exact thought had crossed my mind only minutes before? You call Anna a good sleeper? I asked. She has been lately, she clarified. We just had to give her time to grow into it. I watched Sarah's hair slide over her shoulders as she turned back and shook her head. Her hair was longer now, thicker, and the way it slid across her skin made me want to gather it into a ball, hold it in my fist, and fuck her over the side of the bed. Oh, but it had been forever since we'd done anything as rough as that. I swallowed, closed my eyes, and attempted to steady my hunger when she sat on the edge of the mattress and slowly slid her thighs apart. You've lost your mind, I said with a grin. Probably true. Her sexy little shrug told me she was only half serious, and a naughty playfulness lingered beneath the surface. Stepping between her legs, I helped her pull her tank top over her head and guided her onto her back so I could slide her thin cotton shorts down and off. Slow, Max. My mind frenzied with thoughts of pushing her thighs to her chest, biting my way down her torso, sucking and spanking the sweetness between her legs until she screamed so loud it shook the walls. Instead, I kissed her navel, her hip, moving my mouth to her ribs, and then up higher to the firm swell of her breasts. They were already full and growing tight the longer the baby slept. I bent, sucking at the pink flesh of her nipples. Do you really love to look at them so much? Her voice dropped slightly. You like the taste? I loved her body like this, but I didn't know how to truly admit it. I loved her hips, her breasts, loved to watch her feed our baby and come curl around me after. It felt like every fucking thing in the world had come together with the arrival of our daughter. But it still felt a bit shameful to want her body to stay this way after what had admittedly been a tough labor. I shifted forward carefully, pressing my cock through my boxers into the warm skin between her legs. Sarah pulled me down over her and slid her mouth down my neck.